Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Courtney Tripp with 3B Soap Reviews. Hope everybody is having an awesome weekend. Mine's been a little bit hectic. My dad's in the hospital, and we're just having to kind of work around that. And he's going to be okay, but it's a long road ahead. And I just kind of hope that things work themselves out. And I want to be able to be present here with you. But obviously, if anything comes up, I'll let you know ahead of time, like the show's not going to air or we're not doing a Q&A, anything like that. But I will absolutely keep you in the know about everything so that you're aware. So if you do want to call in, totally cool. The guest call-in number is 213-943-3387. And again, that guest call-in number is 213-943-3387. I'm going to go ahead and kind of take this show into a little bit of a different direction than I talked about doing, just because of some of the things that have happened in the last week. It was a blow up week for 3B Soap Reviews. We have interacted with more fans in the last week or two than we have probably since the Jammy Code of Silence. It's absolutely phenomenal, the amount of outreach that we've been able to accomplish. And I'm so happy and thankful that you guys are on board and that you support the show. And I mean, obviously we couldn't do it without you. There's no physical way we could. And, it's just really important for me to say that because, you know, I never really thought that successful, aside from, you know, doing guest appearances, everything. And that's always been fun. And I absolutely love all my other co-hosts out there that I've worked with in the past. You guys are great and supportive. And whenever I'd made this decision to come out into the open on my own, it was a little bit scary for me because, you know, I had basically been riding on somebody else's coattails for the past couple of years. And I had done Courtney Tripp TV, which was, you know, obviously it was successful and we did reach people and that was great. But to go from doing co-hosting to going out and doing 3B Soap Reviews completely and solely on my own, it was pretty scary for me. And so the whole point in me saying all of that is that the interactions that I've had over the last week have been very enlightening. I've been able to get to know a lot of you and what it is that makes you tick, what soaps you like, what you don't like. And it's been great. And, you know, overall, even though that I've had my opinions in the past, I've always tried to be biased or non-biased, not biased. I don't want to be biased and everything. But on one hand, I understand that everybody carries those opinions and they display them on social media. Completely understand all that. So my point is that some of the interactions that have been going on have been extremely negative and hateful, and I don't really understand that concept. So when you interact with me and my show and my team, obviously we have to carry a certain attitude, and that's something that we really had to, you know, tighten the reins on when we were just doing Days of Our Lives when we were within DC. I mean, it was extremely messy at times because I led with a lot of my emotions and I was passionate for something and I could see something going down the drain and it made me angry and I lashed out. And, you know, that was pretty unprofessional of me in a lot of ways. I wasn't that way all the time, but I did get that way. And I did what a lot of you guys are doing, flipping out on Twitter and, you know, tweeting the actors themselves. And I never did any of that. That's one thing I never did because it's not their fault. But, you know, attacking the writers, yeah, I did all of those things because I was angry because they knew what they were doing. And they knew that the direction that they were taking it was not the direction that the fans wanted. And so I had a lot of harbored resentment for that. So whenever you're getting on Twitter and you're fighting with people that disagree with you and insulting people that you don't know, You don't know these people. I mean, and that's just a fact. You don't know these people. They live across the country. They live in other countries. You have to be aware that you're talking to a stranger, and they're going to have their opinion, and it may not be yours. But you can have these fights if you want to. I'm not saying you can't. But when you're fighting like this and dragging our show into the middle of it, you know, there's that guilt by association kind of a thing. And I have to make decisions, and we have to make decisions. Management has to make decisions. And sometimes, and eventually, it may end up being out of my hands if things continue on that route. And I've had to block people. And I don't like having to do that. I want to be able to interact with all of you. But if you're throwing a bunch of hate speech around and just being ill-willed towards everybody that doesn't share the same opinion as you, that's a little ridiculous, and I don't want to associate with somebody like that. Or, you know, you can follow the show. You can be a fan of the show, but I'm not going to interact with you if that's the way you're going to act. And I'm not pinpointing anybody specific when I say these things. So, I mean, none of this is aimed at anybody in particular. And I just want to say that first and foremost. But other than that, I'm off that whole soapbox. But I just needed to say that. So for future reference, that if you start dragging me and our show and our name into the middle of it, of your fights with people, you know, we'll have to take the necessary steps and precautions to detach from that. Because I've seen some really hateful people, and I've dealt with really hateful people in the past. And, you know, I never said her name on air, but back in the Days of Our Lives era, when we were doing that, we had one particular person that was making death threats and was, you know, calling us very vicious names. And not us, and not just us, but everybody that this person came in contact with. And I did an entire special about cyberbullying. And, you know, there are laws about that that you have to be aware of. And, you know, this sounds really dramatic, but I just want to let you know that your comments don't go unnoticed. So when you express an opinion, don't do it with hate, you know, and don't flip on somebody just because they have a different opinion than you, you know. And that's what makes human interactions so unique and so special, is that we can have these interactions and not be able to find ourselves in the middle of, you know, a personal attack, or, you know, taking personal things and making them vicious. It's not necessary. And that's just where I want to leave it. So I appreciate everybody that has, you know, been able to keep it nice and have even reached out to me and said, you know, Courtney, I didn't want you taking that personally, or I just didn't understand. And that's fine. And I've had people questioning me all week, not people, that was a little dramatic, but I've had a couple of individuals go, why are you doing these polls? Because they have nothing to do. I mean, these people, they're friends on the soap. Okay, I just want to go ahead and be clear. We do polls for a reason. It's not just for fun, but we do it for a reason. I want to know what my audience is thinking. I want to understand what my audience prefers. And I just kind of want to get a feel for you. And whenever we pitted all these actresses and actors against each other, that's not what was happening. We took a few at random characters on these shows, on Days of Our Lives and Young and the Restless, because we're not well-equipped enough to talk about General Hospital and Bold and the Beautiful yet. We're still trying to move into that, and it's a lot of work. So whenever we were doing Days of Our Lives and Young and the Restless, we were just doing it at random. So doing Philly and Billy and or Havon or whoever in these groups, and people go, well, you haven't mentioned da-da-da yet. Okay, well, we're going to, so don't get ugly about it. We do things in a particular way, so please don't take our decisions personally, because they're not personal against you. And you know, a lot of people were very apologetic when they figured out what we were doing. I want to know, who is your favorite couple on Young and the Restless? Who is your favorite couple on Days of Our Lives? Who is your favorite actress, actor on Days of Our Lives on Young and the Restless? What soap opera is your favorite? I want to know. And just by what I've seen, I'm pretty well aware of who my audience is. We're still moving into the era of doing all the soaps, okay? And so whenever I looked at the poll results, you know, it was a close race in the which soap is your favorite. And Young and the Restless barely won. 31% was Young and the Restless. And then General Hospital was second. Bold and Beautiful was third. And Days of Our Lives was fourth. Which that was not really the order I was expecting, but, you know, that's okay. And just kind of looking over the polls on some other things, you know, who should Nikki be with? I mean, Victor won in a landslide on that one. And then, you know, who was your favorite couple on Young and the Restless? It was Billy. And then Erica was the favorite couple on Days of Our Lives. And obviously the women of those, and the women and the men of those couples won. And so I was a little bit surprised that Erica won, not because that they're not a good couple, but it was just kind of left field. I didn't know that fan base was that big, but it is. See, I'm learning new things every day. I knew it was a passionate group whenever I was doing Days of Our Lives back in the day, just like the Jammies, but I never realized it was still going that strong. And it's kind of disappointing, you know, with Ariane Zucker leaving the show. So I know that's going to be real tough on people, especially with the fact that she is with Brady right now. So anyway, let's get back to the whole point of the show, and that is to talk about soaps. So I've never talked about General Hospital before, and with my father being in the hospital and things going on, because that is my life, everything has to go wrong, I haven't sat down and watched General Hospital. But I will tell you my feelings about General Hospital from the knowledge that I have so far. Okay. So as I've said in the past, you know, my father was obsessed with General Hospital back in the 80s, and I think everybody was, to be honest. But everybody was obsessed with General Hospital from the way that he made it sound. And obviously, I wasn't alive in the 80s. Sad. Wish I was. But he told me, you know, hey, everybody lived for Luke and Laura, and they lived for their wedding that they had. And it was, I mean, so many people tuned in for their wedding, and it was just this crazy phenomenon. And Young and the Restless, General Hospital still has that grip on people. And obviously, the other soaps are successful, and they're in their own special way. But from what I've seen on General Hospital, there's so many different acts on there that carry so much talent. And I'm really looking forward to getting down to the nitty gritty about the show and getting to know these characters, because just watching some of the Emmy reels of the actors and actresses and the young actors and actresses that have played these characters, it's absolutely mind-blowing, the amount of talent that is on this soap. It's absolutely crazy. So I'm really looking forward to it. And I can't think of their names all of a sudden. They're an iconic couple on there right now. I can't think of their names. I'm drawing a complete and total blank. Irritates me when I do that. See, if I just done my homework, I'll think of it in a minute. I'll probably mention it next week. But there's this one particular couple on there that I absolutely, they are just magical to watch. I love watching them. Anytime that I have watched General Hospital, if they're on, I'm just like, I'm entranced whenever they are in scenes together, and I can't think of their names to save my life. So I'm just going to have to mention that next week and talk about them next week. I would ship them hard if ever I was a really big fan of the show. About Bold and the Beautiful, again, here we are again. I still don't know what's really going on. Now, this, what's her name? Oh, what is her name? See, this is what I'm talking about. She's just come back into town, and she's causing issues for Quinn. She's shaking it up. I can't think of her name. But, you know, like I said last week, the only times that I've ever really paid attention to Bold and Beautiful, it was with the whole Katie and Brooke thing and Katie finding out that, Katie finding out about Brooke and Bill. But I've been kind of really trying to interact with more of the fans of the other two soaps that I have nothing to do with. And I've come to learn a lot of passion with those soaps as well. And that's great. I'm really looking forward to finally being able to get down to everything about both of these, because and it's going to be very difficult for me, but I mean, they both seem so great, and I can't wait to be able to focus in on all four of them. And speaking of which, now that I've said that, oh, by the way, I love Mara West. She is incredible. Just want to throw that out there for General Hospital fans. After long consideration and after long conversation, depending on some direction and scheduling and some more conversations with some other people, I am most likely going to start coming back to reviewing days. Now, before you get too excited, the reason why that I want to do this is because this fall is going to be phenomenal, okay? We have the big wigs coming back, okay? Allison Sweeney is returning. Eileen Davidson is returning. Chandler Massey is returning. Hopefully James Scott. Fingers crossed. I really need him to return. This is just a heavyweight championship, okay? And I don't know if I can pass it up. And I have sat down and really had a good conversation with mentors and with my talent agent and things like that. And of course, they were like, why do you want to do this? And I say, well, because it's where my roots were to start with. But also, it's just, I think that the show is headed in a better direction. And I'm struggling with continuing interest in it simply because the storylines are just maddening. They're crazy. They're crazy. Okay. Now, I'm not saying that the other soaps don't have crazy storylines, because they do, but Days is getting up there with Passions. I mean, it's having its moments, and I'm just not understanding why. Everybody's given this drug. They can't figure out who killed Deimos. It's ridiculous. And I'm having a hard time keeping interest. And the only thing that has kept me interested is Chad and Abby. And that's just because they're phenomenal. How can you even pass up a pair like that? So I've been watching their storyline. Other than that, I can't get interested. It's just that these stories are crazy, and I'm so worried about my soap. That's the OG for me, and it's not doing good. I'm not interested. I don't know about. I haven't even looked at the ratings on Days lately. I haven't, so I don't know how well it's doing. But if it was singular, it would be up you know what creek without a paddle, okay? Because I can't. But moving on to something more important, Young and the Restless. So Nikki tries to go through with the concert, and of course, Nick, being the little deviant that he is, he has to get in the middle of everything. And Victor's like, no. Absolutely not. That's not how we're doing things. And so, basically, let's see here. Okay, so I want to go ahead and talk about what's coming up, because last week was just really boring to me. Obviously, the whole thing with, Chloe and Kevin, and Kevin got hurt, and he ended up coming back, so that was good. But I was really worried he was going to die in that crash, really worried. And then Nikki is still having her flare-up with her MS, but she's determined she's going to go through that concert, all that went down. And then, let's see what else. What else do I want to talk about? Okay, so we're starting to see, and then, of course, Kane and Lily are completely unraveling, and Daniel is absolutely killing it, portraying Kane's grief and upset and all the different emotions of what he's going through, finding out that that is his kid. He's just killing it, and I just love him for that. So plug your ears if you don't want to talk about spoilers. Don't really care. I'm going to anyway. Billy finally going to tell the kids about his special friend Phyllis, and I don't really think that's going to go too well, but hey, when does it ever go well? And then Victoria is completely sour about the whole thing, so do you blame her? But in the end, Billy cares about what Victoria thinks. And he's always clearing things with her. And eventually she's going to snap and be like, no, I am not okay with the decisions that you're making. And he's going to have to make a choice. Because eventually she's just going to say no. But she's trying so hard to be what Phyllis can't be. And that is somebody that he can rely on in all decisions that he makes. And Phyllis really is just self-centered, and she's going to find a way to make it about her at all times. So, you know, she's just trying to be something for him that she doesn't think Phyllis is capable of doing, which is true. So then, of course, I don't even want to talk about Abby and Victoria because it's ridiculous. Hillary is still being the little troublemaker that she is. She'll do anything to get a story at GC Buzz. Anything. And she'll throw anybody in the bus. And here's the thing. I just don't see Devon and Hillary working out. And if they do, they will break up again because she is too self-destructive. She is constantly causing problems. Exhausting. I can't even deal with it. And then moving on from that, because that is just getting me upset. But Victor finally catches Chloe and Kevin. And then going back to, this is just going through day-to-day kind of thing. Back to Havon. Mariah starting to kind of feel a little iffy about being with Devon, obviously because of his sensational need to always care about what his ex-wife is up to. And that's really sad for her. I would really like to see her happy and secure in something. And she's not secure. And that she's a good character. And everybody's always so hard on her. But she's a good person. And Cameron portrays her in such a sweet and honestly well-relatable way. And I relate a lot to Mariah. You know, just having issues at home with her parents and never being able to find a guy worth a crap and just trying to make it, you know, and I completely relate to Mariah a ton. And so then, I'm sorry, I get really excited about this. I know everybody likes Nikki and Victor, but can we just talk about the fact that Nikki and Jack are about to move in that direction? Because I need it. My heart is broken. And I need Jack to find love again. And if he's not going to have Phyllis, which I think eventually Phyllis is going to become a free agent because down the road, spoilers do suggest that she's finally getting, like, had enough of Billy and his BS with Victoria. And I'm thinking that, Phyllis may end up, you know, crying or attempting to cry on somebody's shoulder. And Jack's going to be preoccupied by all that. So, because he and Nikki are about to heat things up. And some people are like, no, she needs to be Victor. Victor, cool as he is, he's suave. I don't like the way he treats her. He treats her like garbage. And she needs Jack. I think that that's really good for her. And I'm really excited to see what they might do with the two of them and what direction they might take them. I'm really excited about it, frankly. And let's see. Then, later on down the road, like I said, I said Victoria was going to snap. She's going to snap. She's going to flip out. And she's just not going to be able to handle all the stress that's in her life. And I knew it was coming because there's just too much going on. She's got to catch a break. And I think Billy is going to be her break. Just saying. I know everybody loves Billy, but I think that that's definitely going to come to a head eventually. And then Nick is just going down this horrible road, and that's going to continue. He is just out of control. He's turning into like a major bad boy, and I'm just like, I don't see him, and I think he's going to end up back with Sharon. That's just me. So anyway, I know that I didn't go in the direction that I had planned to, but like I said, it's been a really hard week for my family, for me. And then, of course, all this drama with some of the fans. I love you guys, and I love the support that you show me and my team and our show and what we're able to present every day. But let's just keep it nice enough. I mean, it can get a little heated, but let's just be careful with what we say and what we do, because I don't want it to turn into a situation I've had before. But other than that, everything's, keen, peachy keen. And so I will be back at my normal time of 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time next Sunday. And the only reason why I had to change it up today is because my little nephew turned 6 on the 14th, and we are celebrating his birthday today. So me and Jenny and some family are going to go and take him to a little play area called Chuck E. Cheese, his favorite place. And we're going to take him there and have a blast. I just worry about the junk food they serve, because I was asking, I can't remember who I was talking to this morning. I was like, what's the deal on the food situation? And they were like, well, everybody fends for themselves, I guess. And I'm like, great. I have never eaten at Chuck E. Cheese except for one time. And I was 6 years old, and it was a birthday party for a girl that I went to school with, barely knew her, but she invited everybody in the class, so I went. And I had pizza there, and I don't remember, obviously, what it tastes like, so I don't know. And I'm not that big on pizza anyway. I'm really selective. But we're not even going to talk about that because it's not important. So anyway, so I'll see you guys next Sunday, 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're going to go ahead and do our Q&A. Go ahead and start sending your questions. And I will be answering those tomorrow afternoon, probably around, I would probably say around 3 o'clock is what I would say. So, yeah, get them all in, and I'll be addressing them tomorrow. Any questions, go for it. If you haven't followed us on Twitter yet, you need to go ahead and do so, because we are having a drawing at the end of the month, and I will be announcing that next week. I'll be telling you the details about that and how we're going to go about doing that. So anyway, follow us on Twitter, and as soon as you do, it enters you into the drawing. All new and old followers do apply, but I will say that the newest followers probably will have a better chance this one time, because we were kind of talking about doing new followers, but then again, we don't really have dates on when people started following us, so we'll just do it at random. We'll just go through the list and do it at random. And so we'll do that once a month. We'll always have a theme. We'll tell you what the theme is, and we'll start doing like questions and polls and quizzes and stuff, just so that you will know kind of what direction we're going to go with that. So anyways, I'll see you guys next Sunday, 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Love you. Bye.